Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Evangelist Betty Harris, bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. And some of y'all, maybe some of y'all can't hear me too good. That one lady said I would go in and out. But anytime you having I'm having a problem, you don't know at the time, but when you be listening to my broadcast, and I'm having a problem, just call this number and let me know. I can't hear you, Evangelist Harris. You call 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. Call me and tell me if y'all can hear me. And call and let me know what's going on. See, I really don't know if y'all can hear me or not. But just let me know. And you don't have to say anything. Just say, Evangelist Harris, this and that, and that's it. Praise the Lord. Yes, this is the first day of August. This year is passing. Fast. What they tell you? Life is passing you fast too. We're getting older by the day. Things are going on that Lord knows. I mean, things are winding up. And it just, time is passing fast. You're young today, they say you know you're old. You're cheering small, one thing. And just wait a little while. After a while, they be ready to get married or go to college. Your time has passed so fast. And you remember when they were little kids. This is the band of Betty Harris, bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. I'm coming from Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm speaking about bad cheering. Check the parents first. Oh, he's so bad. Check the parents first. You know, he did this, he cussed, and this and that. He doesn't respect the evidence. He doesn't respect the older people, and he misuses his mama and misuses his daddy. Check the parents. You know, there's no such thing as bad children. It's bad parents. The parents bad. The children can't raise themselves. They don't know. How can a 3 or 4 year old girl, a boy, a young child cuss just like they are 30 years old? Where they get that from? They get it from the parents. They get it from somebody else. They don't come here cussing. They don't come here stealing. Where you get it from? Get it from the parents. If some older boy steal, you right. Because the mama steal and the daddy steal. Some children, you don't want them in your house, so they steal. Kinfolk. It don't have to be strange. Kinfolk. They steal. Little children steal. So what is this and that? You look for this, and a little boy has gotten, a little girl has stolen off the dresser. or out of whatever they sitting in from? The parents. They see the parents stealing. They see the parents smoking. They see the parents trusting. And then you want the children to be strong and nice and kind. You know, we got to remember, children cannot raise themselves. The parents have to teach them and instill in a child the right thing to do and what not to do and what to do. That's why they have. That's why they call parents. And we need to stop that. That's why these children so wild and foolish. So check the parents. Check the home training. What type of home training have they had? What type of home training? What the parents had given them? They just have them and just let them raise themselves. Sometimes little small kids. Dang, so bad. What they say? I don't want that bad boy in my, I don't want her to bring that little bad child in my house. Isn't that bad to say about a little child? Because the parents doesn't raise him, doesn't tell him, no, baby, don't mess with that. Sit down. You got to tell him to sit down and whatever. My mother used to raise them, so when you go to this house, you better sit down and get and stay down. So don't you be running over that woman's house. She told us that. You don't go to nobody's house and then take over. You sit down where they tell you to sit down. That's where you sit, right there. And you don't move unless you have to go to the restroom. And then, too, you may not try to go to the restroom too many times because she's going to take you home wondering, what was your problem? Yeah, that's true. My mother told us, she said, when we was going to grammar school or school, she said, I'm sending you all to school to learn and not to whoop the teacher. I'm sending you to whoop the teacher. I'm sending you to learn. These teenagers and these children be willing to whoop the teacher and the mama and daddy go out there and ready to fight the teacher. And he's got that bad boy and that bad son. That's who they need to whoop. You tell you, I mean, some teachers don't want to be teachers anymore. The children so bad. You never know when somebody, never know when a child gonna bring a gun to the church. Yeah, to the church and then to the school too. Yeah, I'm talking about bad children. Check the parents first. It's no such thing as a bad child. It's a bad parent. These parents just having them raising them. Not having them raising them. Having these children and not teaching them anything. They shut you out before you even bat an eye. Nothing but 10 and 12-year-old kids. My God. Sure, my dad, when he said something, he meant business. But not talking about trying to whoop him. He said, boy, I'll kill you. I'm talking about Dad thought my dad, one of my brothers was going to try to hit him back. I think he might have been my sister. He said, oh, no, I'll kill you. He said, I would kill you. And he meant every word of it. My dad meant every word. And my brother had somebody hit him, jump on him. My dad would have killed him. And I'm telling you what I know. This is Benjamin Harris. No. You didn't bring up against my daddy. And John, you're going to take over. No, not in this house. And he meant every word of it. He would have killed everybody in the house and went to jail and cried and gone to jail. My brother, no, daddy, I wasn't trying to hear you talk to my brother and started crying. No, dad, no, you know I wasn't trying to, you know I wasn't going to hit you, daddy. You know I want to hit you. That boy, I kill you. I break your neck. Yes. That's what you have to do. Yes, you have to let them know where you stand, who you stand, and you the boss of that house. Don't let them children rule your house. If they rule your house, they want to rule somebody else's house. They want to rule the schoolhouse. The school teachers can't do nothing with them. And it's bad. It's bad. Nothing but the babies. Want to take over. My God. This is better, but I'm talking today. Yes, I am. Parents. Get a hold of your children while they're small and train them up in the ways of the Lord. Some of them know how to go to Sunday school. Train up in Sunday school. Don't even take them to Sunday school. But now things are bad now. But if you can't go to the church house, let them listen to them on TV, Zoom. Zoom them in. Sunday school classes. Zoom them in. My Lord. Yes. You guys better have it. Pray you to see the prosperity broadcast. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank God. Thank God. Yeah. What is that? Oh, I said I had been. You can tell when a child had been raised or trained. Now you can tell them. He or she is very polite. They are very polite. They talk decently. Those for the elderly people, for adults, for women, they open the hold the door open for them. No profanity, etc. He jump on trust you, and you be sitting right there, and they trust you. I mean, be trusting. They might not be trusting you, but they be trusting their partner or whomever. Just trusting, just trusting, trusting. Just send words. I went to a store in on the parking lot, but I got out of my car, and this other girl, lady was in the car, and this man, he was in the SUV. Now she was wrong. He was coming down the 1 mile, and she gonna still gonna back out. You know, and some of you, when you see another car coming, you know, and then you're in the lane. You try to wait till he pass by, or they pass by, then you back out. But she gonna do it the same time he coming by, and they like to have a clash. He said, "Hit me, hit me, hit me," and he knows he was cussing at the time, and she still don't try to. She still gonna try to bad back some more. He kept saying, hit me, I want you to hit me. And you know, he was about in late 20s. And she gonna, I wanna tell her so bad, yeah, you know, Mr. Man, that boy would beat you half to death, you know. He got the car, he said, and so she went on around. I thought one while she was trying to trail him, but she went on around to the other lane and went on out. She had Arkansas tags on the car. I'm from Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. And so he got out. When he got the car, he still was cussing. I said, "Oh, geez, he was mad. That boy, that young man was mad. And you know how they feel about these cars. Don't hit my car. You know the car, the SUV. That's a hard. The mama not the hard. The girlfriend not the hard. But the SUV, oh, they kill you about the car. They would kill you about the car. They beat you half to death. Get out and whoop you half to death about their car." I'm telling you, want to know, they don't play. He was mad. I mean, he was bored and mad. He was going in that store still cussing. Still cussing. He still did. So, you know, he didn't have respect for anybody. Now, you know, I mean, you know, that's just for real. He didn't have any respect. And grown folks out there, women and children, you know, it was a parking lot. It was a kind of little small shopping center. But he was getting down. He was mad. No. He want to raise. You don't do that. Oh, let me read this scripture. My God, my God. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train him up. Yes. When they get grown, they do what they want to do. Now, no joke. Let's face that. You can put them and say, "Mama, I'm grown. I do what I want to do, this and that." But they're training. It's down in them. Some things, you don't forget your training. You don't forget it. You might not do it, but you don't forget it. And as you get older, you start to think about, well, you know, my mama didn't train me like that. And sometimes people would tell you now, my mama trained me this way. You know, I can do this. And, he taught us. You know, they taught you. You know, when you raise up in church, raise up in a God-fearing home and by Jesus, some things you just don't do. And some things you do when you get grown, but your conscience whooping you. The Holy Ghost whoop you. Said, "Oh, Jesus." Now, you know, you feel guilty. Said, "No, I'm not used to all that, you know." You know, wonderful people say, you know, you go so far. And then you got the bad batch. "No, I'm not used to all this now. No, my mama didn't raise me like this. My mama didn't raise me like this. You know, my dad didn't raise me like this, you know." Yeah. I'm just talking. This is Reverend Betty Harris. I'm coming from Memphis, Tennessee. And on my topic today is bad children. Check the parents. Do you have children? Have you trained them? Are they wild? Did you train them up in the way to go of the Lord? The do's and the don'ts and the ins and the outs and the yes and the no? My Lord, tell them about Jesus. Oh, God. My Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a son. Praise the Lord. This is Miss Betty Harris. And after this son, maybe one son or two sons, I'm gonna come back and pray. All right. Come back and pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Let me play you this. Let me play that song. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
I'm going away.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on.
Eternally, a special place prepared just for me. I'm going away.
Yes, Lord. Yes, this is it. This is Benjamin Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Oh, come you from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I'm dealing with the cheering. Bad cheering, the pants first. That's my topic. Bad cheering, check the pants first. But they say no such thing as a bad child is a bad parent. How you raise these children. Okay, I would see you again and your heart will rejoice in John 15 and 20. My Lord, my Lord. And I'm taking this scripture from Proverbs 22 and 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Children don't forget their raising. They might not do it like I said, but they don't forget. And sometimes they get old, and they say, well, my mama didn't train me like this. My mama didn't train me to do this and do that. They've been against it. They were brought in the church. Brought up in church. They let you know, I was brought in the church. My dad was a preacher. My mama was a Sunday school teacher. They don't forget that. Say that in a minute. I know better. I wasn't raised like this. You hear that more than one time. I wasn't raised like this. It's how the parents raise the children. Train them up. Train them. You can't stop them from doing whatever they want to do when they get grown. They let you know, I'm grown. And you're bad. But the training's there. The training. Down on the inside. Deep down. You know better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When mother praying for their children to get saved and to come into the Lord and be what God wants them to be. And I would listen to the Facebook about this man was that he died and went to hell, and then he went to heaven. God told the devil, the demon that had him said, it's not his time, because I promised his mother. See, mother, pray for your children. Pray for your children. Daddy, pray for your children. Keep on praying for your children. God honor that. The reason some children saved today, because that mama prayed on her knees. Cried out to the Lord, save my child. Save my child. Set time. Keep on crying out. Keep on praying for him. And he bad as a dickens. Don't know where he is or where he on drug, the woman, the daughter of the prostitute. But she kept on praying. Save my child. Save him. Save her. Save him. Don't, parents, keep praying for your children. Don't care if they instead of getting better, they get worse. That's all right. Keep on calling out to the Lord for your child. Keep on praying for God to save him, for God to bring him back into the fold. My God, you got women, we got to weep. Weep for our children. Weep for our loved ones. We playing games. We got to cry out to them. I don't see no change. Well, keep praying. Keep praying. Keep calling out to the Lord. The devil don't want you to keep on praying. Break those yokes. Keep praying. Save my child. Lord, save my child. Jesus, save my child. Yes. His mother, I know, prayed about so many times his mother prayed for her child. God told that demon, it's not his time yet, because I promised his mama. Yes, God would promise those parents, I'm going to save him. And if the Lord promised you to you that he's going to save your child, hold on to that, because he's going to save your child. He might be dead when he does, but he's going to save them. Some parents, some children saved right now, but the parents dead and gone, but they saved. Some are preaching the word. Some are evangelists. Some of them are school teachers and Sunday school teachers and evangelists and missionaries. So the mama prayed for them. Lord, save my son. Save my daughter. Make her a preacher. Make her whatever evangelist, you know? Yeah. God honor them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, and sometimes the thing gets deep and you say, yes, say not like it seems, say not like you want it, but just keep on praying. Keep on calling on Jesus. Oh, God. Keep on calling on his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw up your hands. Say, what do you? Oh, don't say that. That's a trick of the enemy. Pray for your children, fam. Pray for your children. Hallelujah. Start from a young child. Pray for your children. Oh, God. Yes, they're grown now, but still, pray. pray for your children to come into the fold, to give their heart to Jesus. Come in, ha, in the name of Jesus. Lord, ha, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Let us pray. Let me pray. My God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Parents have been praying for the children over and over again. They're not going to see any results. But God, give them the strength. Let them not be weary and well known. But they should weep with their faith now. Oh, let them give them the strength. Don't give up. Keep on praying for your child. Keep on praying for your child. In the name of Jesus. Touch these mother hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them strength, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, to endure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And bring them tyranny in. Bring them from tyranny to the fold, Lord. Save that missionary. Save that deacon high. Save that preacher. Save that bishop. Hallelujah. In the last sea, in the name of Jesus. Save the Lord. Save the Lord. The prayer going out before you, before him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Mother been praying for the child. Mother been praying for the children. In the name of Jesus. Grandmother been praying. Auntie been praying. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, save my child. Save my child. Save my grandson. Save my granddaughter. Save my niece. Save my nephew. Save my cousin. Under the IC. In the name of Jesus. Save my grandmama. Under the IC. Save my granddaddy. Ah, yeah, 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 see. In the name of Jesus. Let us stop. Don't stop praying, but cry out to the Lord. Cry out to him. Under the IC. He waiting to hear you. He waiting to bless you. He waiting to do it for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He's not sure of his word. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. You can stand on it. You can bank on it. Hallelujah, I see. In the name of Jesus. Don't give up, people. Don't give up on your children. Don't pray for your children. Save them, Lord. Under high sea. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. God is good. God is good. It's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he departs, he would not, and when he is old, he would not depart from it. Yes, Lord. Proverbs 22:6. God is awesome, God. Awesome God. No bad children, just bad parents. That's the truth, too. Oh, but when you've done all you can do to stand still, boy. Still stand. Trusting in the Lord. Lean in and depend on it. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. And all their ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Oh, oh, my Lord. And Psalms 50:15, call unto me in the day of trouble. And I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Psalms 50:15. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, call him. God wants us to call him. Call on him. He wants to call on him. He our Father. He wants us to call on him. Some of us don't even know how to sometimes. You be at church, and people be at the altar, and they say, praise the Lord. You just move your lips. Praise the Lord. Praising. You, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on with it. Come on with it. Out of your bed. Out of your bed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Anna. Yes. Oh, call on him. He wants us to call on him. Don't give up. No, no, no. Say the devil, you got to get back. We're going to have a win in the war. No, you got to. I'm going to stay on my knees. I'm going to stay in my prayer closet and calling on Jesus. My Lord, you don't have nothing for me. Devil, you don't have nothing for me. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, come in. Oh, touch her. Save me and deliver in the name of Jesus. Call him on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to have another son. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Got to get a hard God to assume to come. We're dragging our feet. These loved ones, they're going to be lost. These children, they bad children, bad. Yeah, they bad. Pray on them. Ain't no prayer. The parents not praying on them. They not praying for God to save them. They not praying. They're doing it because you know what? They in their mess. They in their sin themselves. And that's in the children. You can tell off. You can tell the children. You tell what's been. You can tell what's been going on in the household. See, children as bad as the dickens. They are so bad, so bad. You scared to eat me around them. You never know when they can pull up a knife or gun. Look, teenagers. These teenage children is rough. They are rough. They don't play. They would kill you. Take your car, break in your house and kill you. And the mama, he was just a child. Look, at that child, if you don't kill that child, he's going to kill you. If anybody break in your house, they break in their house for trouble. Look, they would kill you. They would kill you. If they break in your house, I don't care if you're 5 years old with a gun, he would shoot that gun. It don't take a little motion, you dead. You know, you find out more, you see young people shooting one another. So how do they get the gun and shoot this? You know, these guns, sometimes you have to have two-handed fire. Somehow they know how to they get that trigger. They bum around and shoot that gun. They really do. A bad rascal. Need to be somewhere studying the ABC. Seeing some ramming. They ramming somewhere. I've been sitting in the chair, ramming up in the closet, seeing what mom and dad done put the gun. They getting in the chair. You know what they seen on TV, getting in the chair. That then you know they got the gun. What's going on here? What you doing in my room? So no. Let me see. Praise the Lord. This is Ben Zeddy, as you say. God will take care of you. Yes, he will. Yes, he's got to take care of you. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord.
Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will.
take care of you. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Oh, God, it's good God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I'm dealing with these bad children. It's not the bad children. Set the bad parents. No, I have bad children that have bad parents, period. And some parents try to raise the kids. So I'm done. Hallelujah. Lord God. My Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going to pray for this lady. One of my children wanted me to pray for her brother is sick. Praise the Lord. Where is it? I thank the Lord. I'm making unbroken peace, and thank God. Yes, Lord. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's sickness everywhere all around us, Lord. There's sickness, infirmity in the body. People, Lord, they got cancer. They got one of my co-workers, Lord, her brother's got throat cancer. Heal and deliver. Touch. In the name of Jesus. Heal his body. Touch his body. Save him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch him right now, wherever he is, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch. Come against that cancer, those cancer cells, those cancer tumors, those fibroid tumors. In the name of Jesus, dissolving. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. Lord, I plead the blood flow. The blood flow. Try the blood flow to the tumors, Father. In the name of Jesus, those generation curses, I come against in the name of the alcoholism. Hallelujah. Cancer cells, cancer diabetes, high blood pressure. Come against it in the name of Jesus. Osteoarthritis. Oh, Jesus. Bronchitis. In the name of Jesus. That breathing problem. The breathing hard to breathe. Silence problem. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Hi there. In the name of Jesus. Silence problem. Name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, throat problems, in the name of Jesus, digestion system problems, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this is in the joints. Oh, Jesus. So many reasons they say, well, take this. But, oh, God, touch. Deal with what to do. Deal with what to take. Deal with what to rub in the name of Jesus. You made the doctors. You made the different things they can rub with. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, you hear. You hear. You can hear me, Michael. Yeah, you can do a miracle. Yes, you can do a slow healing. Healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Oh, touch in the midnight hour when they're racking with pain, Lord. They're taking all the medicine they can take, Lord. And they're not doing them any good. Heal them, Lord. So just come out the operating room in the name of Jesus. In the name of they cut. What they took out, the power they cut. Heal that cut. In the name of Jesus. Heal it, Lord. Those on dialysis, in the name of Jesus. Kidney dialysis. Oh, Jesus. Those who got lung problems. In the name of Jesus. Heart condition. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Move, touch in the liver. In the name of Jesus. Those about to be put out the house, put out the home, put out the apartment. Oh, God. Intervene, Jesus. Intervene, Holy Ghost. You intervene in the name of Jesus. No, don't want this stuff to be sit out on the street, Lord. They don't have any recourses, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them release that money to those people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, touch the heart. And those lawsuits, the pennies. Oh, untangle those lawsuits. In the name of Jesus, touch those hearts, touch those judges' hearts, touch the lawyer heart over the lawsuit, whether yes or no, and this amount and that amount. Let it come in their favor, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, get in that paperwork, Holy Ghost. Oh, get in that paperwork. Change mind, change ideas, Father. In the name of Jesus, let the lawsuit come forth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give transportation. They need transportation. a new car. The old and need an old car fixed, Lord. Whatever way you want to work it out, Father, in the name of Jesus. They need transportation. Give jobs, give jobs, give jobs, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bring those marriages back together again, Lord. Touch, touch. Move in those marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bring love back in that marriage, Father, in the name of Jesus. Make the hard heart of flesh, Lord, and not hearts of stone, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bickering in the eyes and cursing one another. I come against that spirit of violence in the eye, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Look down on my family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch, touch, touch. Heal and deliver and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move, move in the finance. Move in the finance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Bless this broadcast. Bless me to come forth even more. So give me how to pray, how to call on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, what to say and what not to say. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, not me anymore. Anoint me to speak your word. Anoint me to pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My Lord, my Lord. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to you. My Lord, my Lord.
And I will bless.
And I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Your name. It's up to us. It's up to you. Praise the Lord. I must go on. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Even though determined in my heart to always sing. I must go on in spite of the cost, for nothing would be a greater loss than not to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
Yes. This is the beginning of the first of the month of August. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about bad children. Check the parents first. Ain't no such thing as bad children, bad parents that they said. That's true. Some of these parents and something else. But some of you know, if the parents something else, what about the children? If the parents something else, the children will be something else too. You know, God is not pleased with how these parents are raising these children. I don't care what. I don't care about you living in the ghetto. You can raise your kids. Raise your children the right way to go. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. Losing the don't. You wild yourself. My God. The children going to school, want to whoop the teacher. whooped the puss with all that kind of stuff. My mother had a fit. She said, I send you to school to learn, not to whoop the teacher. Oh, she didn't put up with that mess. No, You let her learn. So get your education. Instead of they trying to get an education, they want to cuss and whoop the teacher and don't want to study the book. So easy. These days, for you not to have a high school diploma, it's terrible. So the government make it easy for you to go to school. I mean, you go to school, you don't have to, you're not living in the country. You don't have to slop the hog. You don't have to milk the cow. You don't have to feed the horses. You know, you don't have to plow the field. You don't have to pick cotton. You don't have to chop cotton. And here you can't get a credit for any education. I'm talking about the normalist. You can't get, you don't try to get a trust for any education. I mean, and some of y'all, I don't care if you're grown, you can go back to night school. Get your GD, what, CD, PDT, DET, or GED, GED. You can get your school done. Yeah. Oh, just walk around here without a high school diploma. They're missing ways. Somebody, you can go to teaching. Somebody will teach you how to get to pass the test and stuff and study your lesson. That girl will tell me one year that she went with this man. He is 40-something, and he can't read. Whoa. You have to read the menu to him? Jesus. You hear me? I had to read the menu to him. And the guy said, well, how can he tell what to order when y'all go out? I read the menu to him. Honey, what? Before we go anywhere, look, if I fall in love like that, look, we go. I'm the teacher. You're going to have to go to school. We're going to have A, B, C, C, Jane run, C, Jane jump. Here, C, Bob baseball, bounce the ball. See my cat running. See my dog barking. Oh, no, we're going to get us some books. But I'm not going that way, though. Uh-uh. It wasn't for me. It's not for me. It's not for me. No. Now, if it's somebody else, I don't knock anybody else. But you make sure you need to teach them how to read. Don't go out there and you can't read the menu. You probably think, yeah, they want to go to bed. Jesus, deliver me. Holy Ghost, deliver me. My God, my God. What? Whoa. Oh, no. What? Oh, Jesus, no. Mm-mm. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. God is good. Look, and this broadcast going all over. Ah, oh, Jesus, I get this. She off the chain tonight. I really am. I'm off the chain tonight. I'm off the chain tonight. My God, my God. You don't know what the Lord told me? You don't know what the Lord told me? Mm-mm. I'm off the chain. My God, my God. Mm-mm. Oh, God is good. God is good. We're going to have this other son lean on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lean on me. Lean on me.
Yes, Lord. Lean on me.
Wonderful thing to have somebody to lean on. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
But just a few days ago, I was trying to find somebody that was leaning on the Lord.
Oh, God.
Do me good to serve my Jesus. I wonder what about you tonight? Seems like to me I can hear his voice saying, lean on me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend.
Ride up the road, I'll share your love.
Yes, Lord. Lean on the Lord. Yes, Lord. He's the one to lean on. Lean on him. Lean on him. My God, my God. You'll have somebody to lean on. The folks will leave you. They will forsake you. Leave you all by yourself. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you write me. Put me up on Facebook. Jesus, better have it. Facebook, better have it. See the prosperity. Put me on Facebook, every. I'm on my own. May my Lord have blessed me get on Facebook. Thank the Lord for that. I got to get the other part, see the prosperity together. I haven't got that together yet. I'm working on them. But I got the Lord working miracle. I got to see the prosperity. So every time I get off this broadcast, I put it on Facebook. See the prosperity. Better have it. You tell me in the blog, talk radio, BLOG, talk radio, put me up, see the prosperity, better have it. Yes, Lord. All my over 200 episodes I've done, I thank the Lord, I can jump up and down right now. Thank you, Jesus. If I don't ever say anything else, thank you, Jesus, over 200. Now, those going to go down in eternity. So, no. Somebody going to have those episodes somewhere. Don't remember what I said or whatever. Something you don't never forget. Take it to your grave. I done said something to bless somebody. I know I have. You can't be on a program but over 200 episodes and pray each time you done prayed. Sometimes two or three times on that broadcast. Somebody been touched. Somebody been healed. Somebody been delivered. And I thank the Lord. Come. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for my other caller, 299. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in, 319. Thank you for tuning in, 299. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. We're dealing with bad cheering. Check the parents. My God, my God. My God, my God. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. Jesus, y'all know. Lord, y'all know the bad. Y'all need some of these children bad, and your mother, the battle is not true. We're going to have another son, and after that, I'm going to come to pray.
Thank you.
you're going through it. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. You got to hold on. We wrestle with this thing. Give it to the Lord. Cry out to him. Give it to him. He wants us to give it to him. It's not yours. Too hard. The load is too heavy for you to carry. You got to carry these. Carry the children. Carry the family. Carry the church. Carry the pastor. Carry my kinfolk. Oh, no. Give it to the Lord. Let him carry. He ain't to carry. He yoke is easy in his burden life. Praise the Lord. This is man's better have it. Glad to be in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about the children, the bad children. Check the parents. Oh, they bad. You right. Check the parents. The parents bad, too. There ain't no such thing. When it says no such thing as bad children, it's bad parents. Bad parents. Praise the Lord. And I've been reading through the times that I'm been on the air, coming from Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, and the 5th verse. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That's an old saying. You know, you hear parents say, train up these children. Train them up. You don't train up in Sunday school, and not saying you're not going to church. Put them on Zoom. It's some Sunday school coming on Zoom. Professors have their Sunday school classes on Zoom, on TV. Yeah. Oh, it's on the radio, cell phone. Tell them about Jesus. Just because of the epidemic, you don't stop talking about Jesus. There's many ways you can talk about Jesus because you can't go to church, can't go to Sunday school. You still talking about Jesus. Yeah. Many of them. Like I said, some of these churches, they got Sunday school. On TV, and on the radio, and on your hook it up on your telephone. Take these children. They don't know, but I know one thing. They know how to twist and turn, and move on the dance floor. These 2 or 3 year old kids can out dance some grown people, and I'll trust them too. Where to get that from? Enough? Somebody older than them. These children can be trained, they can learn, and they smart children. But, oh, we don't train them. Then they get out there, they want to get out there with a gun, robbing you. 18 and 19-year-old, nothing but babies. Nothing but babies. So instead of trying to beat somebody, get in their book, and beat somebody to help their community, they'd rather rob and steal that community. Had the old folks scared to go out there, really scared to go outdoors, even to the grocery store. And tell you the truth, they're scared to stay in the house. But they don't have a choice. They scared everywhere. They breaking in and everything. Yeah. Train these children. Wild as buck deer. Wild as a wild dog. Ooh, they don't care what they said to you, what they do to you. Whatever. You know when a child been raised, you can tell. You can tell when a child has been raised, when they have been taught. Principal, you can tell them. They say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And it doesn't matter if they don't say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. But even if they say yes and no, at least they say it in a nice tone. Yes, yeah, no. Ain't no harm in saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I don't care if somebody said, that's slavery time or whatever, but I was taught that. You catch more flies with honey than you can in vinegar. So I do sometimes I be trying to call these people and trying to get things done on the phone, you know, the company. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Honey, I'm not too proud. Pride. Swallow your pride. As long as I get what I want, as long as they give me that extension, as long as they do this or do that, that's fine. Talk nice to them over the phone. Be nice if you want them. They be nice right along with you. It pays to be nice and kind. That's all right. Just as long as you get what you want. That's all. That's all you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how I got my job a long time ago. Nice to that man that called me that on a Saturday morning, asked me that I want this job. And I said, yes. I said, yes, sir. And he said, the girl said, I told one of the girls that was working. He applied for the job too. I would have cussed him out. I wouldn't have cussed him out. No, he asked me did he want me to put my application on file. I said yes, sir. Shoot. 3 months later, he called me. Boy, I cussed him out. He wouldn't have called me. So she told me. I would have cussed him out. I said, oh no. Mm-mm. I said yes, sir. And I got that job for 18 and a half years. I sure did. I sure got that job. I got that job. So that I didn't cuss him out. I said, yes, sir, and no, sir. Tell you the truth. Well, you know, this is a new day. It's a new day, but I tell you that we still need a place to stay. We still want a car to ride in, or it's to drive in, it's to drive. We need a you know. We need food on our table. Aren't you? You do what you got to do, as long as you don't have to sin. Yeah, we need to cut that out, young folks. Well, you know this. We don't do that. That's saving time. We not at the time. That's why you don't have that. That's why you're robbing and stealing right now. When you're smart enough to have a nice education and get you a decent job and be working in some office, executive, the manager of the office, or manager of whatever work you're doing, all of us have a mind to be something. Be something, young folks. Instead of cussing and robbing and stealing and raping and everything and killing. Yes, he'd be brought up in church. Mama, get that old, these children steal that stuff and bring it in their mama's house, and the mama take it, and use it, know that son has sold it. You know when your son steals, you know when your daughter steals. You know when they bring home stuff that you know they can't afford. Or steal or whatever, got them a man or woman somewhere. Somebody give him some money. You know that. Bad parents. Yes. When you get grown, like I said, you're not going to do what my parents say. You're going to do what you want to do. You what they say, I'm grown. I do what I want to do. I'm not in my house. I pay my own rent. You know? Yeah. They're talking about that. And parents just, you know, all they let you do is pray for them. But they don't get the teaching. The teaching is there. The foundation been laid. Lay that foundation in your children. Lay that foundation about Jesus, about living right, about doing right, about treating people right. Lay that foundation. They will not forget. Sometimes they still, you hear people saying, you be in a conversation, my mama didn't raise me like this. My mama didn't raise me to do this. My mama didn't raise me to say that. You know, some things you don't forget. You take it to your grave. Take it to your grave. You know one thing. My mother always told me, get more flies with honey than you get, than you can with vinegar. Be nasty if you want them. Or be nasty right along with you. Young and old. So it pays to be kind to people. If some parents raise the children to treat people right, Don't be picking and laughing at them and picking at them. Some children do that. That's all they like to do, bully people. You know, my mother told me, don't do that. You know, I didn't send you to school for that. Mind your own business. She said, mind your own business. Don't be meddling with other people's business. See other people's business. Can't be taught that. Oh, yes. This is Ben here talking about bad children. Check the parents first. Before you say, oh, they so bad, you're right. But check that foundation. Some of them got some bad, the daddy in jail, the granddaddy in jail, and the son in jail. Isn't that terrible? Three generations in jail, stealing. Selling dope. Isn't that terrible? Some people, like I said, some people you know you want in the house because you know they steal. And some parents try to justify. You know, I like they don't know they steal. Yeah, you know when your children steal. You know when your children don't do. You know, your children come in with this new and that new, and you just tell me them girls come in, and you know she don't make enough money to buy what she buying. Somebody, she doing something she don't have to be doing. You know that. You know? But you just give it to the Lord. Mother, pray for your children. Pray for them. Pray for them that God would save them. Pray for your children. They're not praying for these children. They're just growing up. They're not praying for these children. You have these children, pray for them. Ooh, I don't care how long you got to pray for them. Yeah, some of them get saved after you dead and gone, but they get saved. Y'all have heard a story that my mother prayed for me, I sure when she was here, I let her know I got saved. Mama, I got saved after they dead. but they say, but she done prayed out to the Lord, and God said he's going to save them. You know, some parents don't haven't got a chance to see the children saved. They done prayed and prayed and prayed, but God promised them, I'm going to save them. And he did. But they dead and gone. Yes. They dead and gone. My Lord, my Lord. Praise the Lord. Life is something. Life ain't nothing. Life is no joke. My Lord, life is no joke. It's no joke. Yeah, you never know day by day. This is why I like this scripture. I die daily because you don't know what day, you don't know what would, each day what come up. You might be saved one day, but another day, next day somebody come to, the Lord knows, you have to go back to the altar. Folk can do you dirty. Low down. Low down. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my. Oh, let me get the people getting ready. The train coming. Get ready. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. He's ready. Pray. He's still coming.
There's a train coming. Don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. All we need is a little faith to hear the diesel running. We ain't got to have no baggage out. We can just thank the Lord. You tell them, people get ready. There's a train to Georgia. Step on board. All we need is faith to hear the deep of harmony. We don't need a ticket. We just thank the Lord. I say, thank the Lord. Get ready now. The train is coming. You don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. But all you need is a little faith. You can hear the diesel run. You ain't even got to have no bags. You can just get on board. Hey, why don't you help me tell them?
Get ready for the train.
Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Thank the Lord to call me in. Some of y'all call me in. Let me see your number on the dashboard. Call in 347-850-1971. Just call the number. Let me see you. Let me see a lineup of numbers that people tune me in. You don't have to say anything. Just dial the number and just hold the phone and listen to me. Praise the Lord. They can listen to me. And I want a whole row of numbers on this dashboard that tune me in and listen to me. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. It's better have just say. Talking about the bad children, check the parents first. Don't such thing as bad children, bad parents. That's number one. You deal with it. If you find out that all this time, they're in jail, listen to this. Check the parents. See their environment, see where they came from. See what type of home they came out of. That's right. Check them first. Now some parents raising the children gone wild. You can't do nothing about that. Just keep on praying for them. Scripture says, train up a child in the way he would go. And when he's old, he won't depart. The teachings, that foundation. It's something about a foundation that is laid solidly. Lay that foundation, it stays with you. That foundation, be still. You all been in conversation in a group where they talk about what their mama didn't do or what their mama said or how they weren't raised to do this or do that. Oh, yes. It's come back. It comes back. It's come out of you. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Many parents have prayed for their children, for God to save them. Let me pray. I think about the drug dealers. Pray on the drug dealers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because these drug dealers, these drug pushers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Want to rule the neighborhood, rule the street. Oh, they drive-by shooting, Father, in the name of Jesus. Drive-by shooting. Oh, somebody get this violence in the name of Jesus. They're taking over to the country. This violence. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of senior angels around these neighborhoods, in these streets, in these many different homes, Lord. Walk up and down these streets, Father. Let them see you, Lord. Let the enemy, let the drug dealer see the angels. Around the house, around the car, in the name of Jesus, around the church. Oh, God, we need you. Send angels. Send our angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the neighborhood, let them walk up and down the street. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Yes. We need you, Lord. We need the supernatural. Name of Jesus. Drug dealer, taking over. Want to take your next dope to some people. Oh, pray them out of that neighborhood. Pray away from side of your house, side by side. Lord, selling drugs. Oh, pray. Pray them out of the neighborhood. We can pray. Pray them out the neighborhood. Pray them out the street. In the name of Jesus. Save. Fill him with the Holy Ghost, Father. Name of Jesus. Yeah, pray about the house. Don't care that it's a son, your daughter. Pray that demon out that house. That drug addict. That drug demon in your house. Pray him out. Pray her out. In the name of Jesus. Tell the Lord to take control of that household. That alcoholic in your house taking over. Want to take over. Trust you out. Oh, let the Holy Ghost come in, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the trusted household. Trusted household. Save that household, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, she's scared to say something. In the name of Jesus. They said to say something. Oh, but Lord, let them talk to you. Let them talk to you, Father. In the name of Jesus. On their knees. Cry out to you, Lord. Cry out to you. Get them out the house. Save them. Get them out. They want to take over. And they in the wrong want to take over your house. Not working. Don't want to work. Yeah. Oh, these children in your household. Don't want to work. Pray them out. Pray them out. Save them. That's the Lord to save them. Get them out the house. Taking control. Taking control of your household. You're going to work hard for what you got. Pray them out. In the name of Jesus. name of Jesus, God puts in your house, taking sin and everything you got. We got to ask God to give a tough love. Yeah, just like I said, praise the Lord, there's no bad children and bad parents. The parents don't want to get hard on the kids. Well, my baby, steal everything you got that you done worked for him in the name of Jesus. And they don't want you to really do nothing to him. Yeah, I don't want him hurt. Save him. Get him out of here. Get him out of my house. Taking and stealing everything I got. Stealing everything. Telling to give him to the dope pusher. For drugs. Oh, Father. Name to intervene. In those households. In the meantime. Name it. That's wrong with the children now. We done pet him. Ask God, Lord, we need to ask the Lord. Let him ask the Lord to give them strength, Father. Name of Jesus. No, my baby. Oh, it's time out for that. Oh, God, save my baby. Name of Jesus. Take it over. You want to say nothing, don't say nothing. I know. And don't want anybody else to say nothing. My child. Lord, retire. Retire of this, Lord. Your baby, but get your baby helping or hurting other folks, baby. In the name of Jesus. Turn things around. Around all this stuff going on, we just let it slide by. Don't pray. No, we're not praying. We're in somebody's business, Father. In the name of Jesus. My Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yeah. Oh, God. My God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. My Lord, we're going to pay this. Yes, shake it loose. Praise the Lord.
Just take the loose. with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I
when this is over.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Okay, what a year we're going through, you can smile. Because the Lord God is up and not down. And he able to reach back, reach up and raise your head up. God is up, not down. Don't raise your head, don't keep your head down. And Jesus, don't keep your head down. Keep it up and praise the Lord. Looking toward the sky. Say, Lord, I thank you. Praise the Lord. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. We're going to keep it up. Thank you.
options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much.
Save me. Jesus Christ died and rose again. I believe it. And take me in your heart. I want forgiving my sins. I give it all to you, Father. Name of Jesus. Come in, come in, come in. Touch me, Lord. Touch me. Save me, save me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Those that need to be saved, Lord, touch them. Give me the mind that wants to be saved. Give me the mind that wants to be saved, Father. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Give me the mind to be saved, Lord. Save, save them. Save the one that's on the sound of my voice. Let salvation come over. The spirit of salvation come over them, Father. In the name of Jesus, let them give their heart to you, Father. In the name of Jesus. 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 You died for our sins. Oh, God. That we can be saved. Name of Jesus. Oh, name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Touch, touch. Heal and deliver, Lord. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here.
Right where you are. Let all the people break them down the line.
7 minutes, 90 seconds. Praise the Lord, right to the events, better have it. I come on every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. To me, I want to meet you here. Every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Praise the Lord. Catch me on Facebook. Catch me on Facebook. Catch me on the blog, BLOG Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. Write me, post office box 75106-03, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. You can call this number every Sunday evening when I'm on, 347-850-1971. Let me see you every Sunday evening. Pray for the seed of prosperity minister. Pray for Evangelist Fannie Harris. That his broadcast to be what God wanted to be. And bring me up high in prayer. Hey, glory. High in prayer. My Lord, my Lord. Higher in prayer. Pray that I go higher in prayer on this broadcast in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch souls. Save souls. Heal sick bodies. Pray down and bow down here. Touch, Lord, on the sound of my voice. Let it go out far and near, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Set me on fire in the word. Set me on fire in prayer, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of, I want to feel your presence. I want to feel your power. I want to feel your anointing, Lord. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We're going off now. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Oh. I serve, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. My Lord. Tune me every evening. Sunday evening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Going off the air. Praise the Lord. Those that stay tuned. Oh. Oh, Lord.